This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Leaders in cancer research say the field has reached a pivotal moment. They have a better understanding of the disease, and they're discovering new treatments for a broader range of cancers. The changes in the field are rapid and dramatic. All this week, we're examining where research and treatment stands now in a series that we're calling This Moment in Cancer. This afternoon, we're looking at the most rudimentary aspect of the disease, prevention. Here's MIT cancer researcher Bob Weinberg.
I will say without any equivocation, without any doubt, that the greatest decreases in cancer-associated mortality will come from preventing the disease rather than trying to treat it, as I try to do.
That's Bob Weinberg speaking there to our special correspondent in this series, Karen Weintraub. So, Karen, bring us to this moment in cancer. We've long known that if you don't smoke, you have a lower risk of getting cancer. What does the latest research tell us about what else we can do to lessen our chances of getting the disease?
Well, we all have genetic vulnerabilities that make us more or less likely to get cancer, but there are things that we can do to help ourselves. After all, the big reason that cancer rates have dropped dramatically over the last quarter century is that smoking is down. But the CDC says that a full 40% of cancers are still linked to smoking. So there's a lot more room for decline.
That's firsthand and secondhand smoking.
Yes.
Yeah.
The next biggest thing we can do to avoid getting cancer, and this is a tough one for many of us, is to stay slim. Excess weight is tied to an increase in cancer.
Is it how much you eat or what you're eating?
Nobody really knows, but it seems to be kind of both. If you're overweight, you're at a higher risk. And red meat seems to be a culprit, particularly meat that's processed, cold cuts, and unfortunately bacon.
The gateway meat.
Exactly.
And why is that?
It's not entirely clear yet, maybe because of the chemicals used in the process. And it doesn't mean you have to avoid bacon or red meat entirely, says Dr. Andrew Chan, a Mass General oncologist who spoke with me recently from a cancer prevention conference in South Africa.
The more processed meat and the more red meat you take, potentially the higher your risk. But we do think that sort of modest portions of meat are probably fine. In general, anything in moderation seems to be okay.
A lot of people talk about sugar and cancer, but the research there is a lot murkier at the moment. Though again, obesity does increase risk, and eating extra empty calories with no value does you no good.
And how about alcohol? What's the link between alcohol and your cancer risk?
Moderate drinking seems to be fine. So the one glass of wine a day for women, two for men. But drinking a lot more, heavy drinking, definitely increases the risk for a number of cancers. Liver cancer is directly tied, breast cancer and head and neck cancer. And there seems to be a synergistic effect. If you're a smoker and a drinker, you're at much higher risk.
What about exercise? Can we do that in moderation as well?
Exercise is considered very, very important to helping reduce your cancer risk. But they say that 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week is probably enough.
So for some people, that sounds like a lot. Is that heavy lifting or what?
Brisk walking. So a little bit out of breath, you know, not totally strolling down the street. But you don't have to run a marathon to reduce your risk.
How about medications we might take to reduce our risk of cancer?
Evidence shows that aromatase inhibitors and tamoxifen, drugs that are taken to...
These are hormone pills.
Exactly. Hormone pills that are taken to treat breast cancer can actually prevent it as well in women who are at high risk. There's also growing research to suggest that the same baby aspirin that you might take to prevent heart disease can have some cancer benefits. Dr. Chan at Mass General is one of the world's leading experts on this connection.
There's definitely very strong evidence that people who take aspirin have a 30 to 40% lower risk of developing colorectal cancer, which is one of the leading cancers that folks can develop as they get older. Some of that risk reduction in cancer may be seen for other cancer types other than colon cancer.
At this point, there's probably not enough data to get you to start taking aspirin just for the cancer prevention benefit.
So check with your doctor if you're interested.
Exactly. And you shouldn't start aspirin without checking with your doctor because it does have some potentially serious side effects.
Karen, where is the progress in the long talked about and long hope for vaccine against cancer?
Well, we actually do have a vaccine for human papillomavirus, which causes cervical cancer and some head and neck cancers. It's aimed at adolescents, young adolescents, both boys and girls. Boys need it because they pass the virus on and also can get head and neck cancer. In girls, it prevents cervical cancer. Although not as many kids are getting the vaccine as the government recommends.
And vaccines for other cancers?
No, most of the focus on vaccine development today is for people who already have cancer. They're trying to amp up your immune system to fight it off, but there aren't preventative vaccines under development.
A lot of people listening to this will know of someone in their lives who seemed to go from the peak of health to being diagnosed with some kind of advanced cancer or cancers with no notice, no symptoms until maybe they fell or they had a complaint they didn't feel well. Is there such a thing as doing everything right and still getting cancer? And if so, why?
Of course. Unfortunately, it's genetics. It's what you inhaled in childhood. It's what happened to your mother when she was pregnant with you. There are all these factors that go into causing cancer risk. So what I've tried to focus on here are some of the things we can do things about. The next one I found really interesting is sleep. Studies like the long-running Nurses' Health Study have found that chronic lack of sleep increases your cancer risk. So to those of you who like sleeping 4 hours a night, you may be putting yourselves at risk. And also people who work night shifts are at higher risk.
Why is that?
Nobody knows for sure, but they think it has some connection to the hormone melatonin that helps us fall asleep at night. I talked to Brigham and Women's sleep specialist Dr. Charles Seisler about this.
So it would appear that melatonin helps to keep cancer at bay. And light suppresses the release of melatonin. And if we stay up all night, either working on our screens or having fun, our exposure to light during the night is going to suppress the release of that hormone.
So the more light, especially bright light, that we're exposed to after dark, the higher our cancer risk, Dr. Seisler says.
But you're getting dark when you sleep during the day.
Yeah, but you're still getting exposed to some sunlight.
Not enough dark.
Exactly.
To produce the melatonin. We hear that attitude matters. We know it does in a lot of things. Does research give credence to the fact that attitude, a good attitude, might matter in reducing your risk of cancer?
There isn't much solid data here other than I heard from every expert I talked to emphatically that people should not blame themselves for getting cancer. But your mental state might play a role in getting cancer. Just last week in the BMJ, the British Medical Journal, it found that people who reported high levels of anxiety or depression were more likely to die of cancer than people who didn't suffer this kind of distress. It doesn't prove the cause and effect, but it does hint that maybe our immune system doesn't fight off cancer as well if you're under that kind of stress. The bottom line is that most of the same things we do to be healthy in general help us fight against cancer. So hopefully this will be a little more motivation to stick to those New Year's resolutions.
That's right. It's February, but don't forget them.
Exactly.
Act on them. Okay. Thank you. WBUR special correspondent Karen Weintraub. Thanks again.
Thank you.